Begin audio file. New York State Department of Health. Access New York Healthcare. This document is being provided in an alternate format, large print, audio or data CD, or Braille, for informational purposes only. Any documents that need to be completed and returned must be completed and returned in written, non-alternative format. Health insurance for older adults, people with disabilities and certain other populations. Application. Instructions. Confidentiality statement. All of the information you provide on this application will remain confidential. The only people who will see this information are the assisters in the state or local agencies and health plans who need to know this information in order to determine if you, the applicant, and your family members are eligible. The person helping you with this application cannot discuss the information with anyone, except a supervisor or the state or local agencies or health plans which need this information. Purpose of this application. Complete this application if you want health insurance to cover medical expenses. This application can be used to apply for Medicaid, the Family Planning Benefit Program, or for assistance paying your health insurance premiums. You can apply for yourself and/or immediate family members living with you. If you need help completing this application due to a disability, call your local Department of Social Services. They will make every effort to provide reasonable accommodations to address your needs. Please read the entire application booklet before you begin to fill out the application. This application, along with Supplement A, must be filled out completely if you are 65 years old or older, certified blind, certified disabled or institutionalized, and/or if you are applying for coverage of nursing home care. Supplement A includes questions about your resources, such as money in the bank or property you own. This application is also used when applying through a provider, for individuals who are pregnant or under 19. If the application is for a pregnant person or child under 19, only sections of Thorough G, I, and J must be completed. Any other Medicaid applicants must apply through New York State of Health. You can contact New York State of Health by visiting their website at https://nystateofhealth.ny.gov/, or by phone at 1-855-355-5777. Whenever you see the words, "Send proof," on the application, refer to the documents needed when you apply for health insurance, section for a listing of acceptable supporting documents, on pages 4-6. How to get help. When applying for public health insurance, you do not need to visit your local Department of Social Services or an assister for an interview, but you may come in or contact an assister for help filling out this application. You can get a list of assisters where you got this application, or by calling 1-800-698-4543. You may also call the Medicaid helpline at 1-800-541-2831. All help is free. 1-877-898-5849. TTY line for the hearing impaired. After you have completed this application, please mail/return to the local Department of Social Services in the county in which you reside. https://www.health.ny.gov/health_care/medicaid/lds.htm. Section 8. Applicants' information. We need to be able to contact the people applying for health insurance. The home address is where the people applying for health insurance live. The mailing address, if different, is where you want us to send health insurance cards and notices about your case. You can also tell us if you want someone else to get information about your case and/or to be able to discuss your case. Section B. Family information. Please include information for everyone who lives with you, even if they are not applying for health insurance. It is important that you list everyone who lives with you so that we can make a correct eligibility decision. Include legal name before marriage, if this applies to the person. Also include city, state and country of birth. If a person was born outside of the United States, just write the country of birth. Begin list. Bullet. Is this person pregnant? If so, when is the baby due to be born? This information helps us determine the size of your family. A pregnant person counts as two people. Bullet. Relationship to the person on line 1. Explain how each person is related to the person listed on line 1. For example, spouse, child, stepchild, sibling, grandchild, etc. Bullet. Public health coverage. If you or anyone who lives with you is already enrolled or was previously enrolled in Medicaid, the Family Planning Benefit Program, or any other form of public assistance such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, we need to know which program. Also, tell us the identification number on the New York State Benefit Identification Card. Bullet. Social Security Number. A Social Security number should be provided for all persons applying, if the person has one. If the person does not have a Social Security number, leave this box blank. Bullet. Citizenship and immigration status. This information is needed only for those people applying for health insurance. To be eligible for health insurance, persons age 19 and over must be U.S. citizens or be lawfully present. If we are unable to verify your U.S. citizenship and identity electronically through federal databases, we will need to see documentation of U.S. citizenship and identity. Please contact your local Department of Social Services or call 1-800-698-4543 to find out where you can bring these documents. Please note that if you are on Medicare or receiving Social Security disability but are not yet eligible for Medicare, it is not necessary to document citizenship or identity. Bullet. Race/ethnic group. This information is optional and it will help us make sure that all people have access to the programs. If you fill out this information, use the code shown on the application that best describes each person's race or ethnic background. You may pick more than one. End list. Section C. Family income, money received. Begin list. Bullet. In this section, list all types of income, money received, and the amounts received by the people you listed in Section B. Bullet. Please tell us how much you make before taxes are taken out. Bullet. If there is no money coming into your home, explain how you are paying for your living expenses, such as food and housing. Bullet. We need to know if you have changed jobs or if you are a student. Bullet. We also need to know if you pay another person or place, such as a daycare center, to take care of your children or disabled spouse or parent while you are working or going to school. If you do, we need to know how much you pay. We may be able to deduct some of the amount that you pay for these costs from the amount we count as your income. End list. Section D. Health insurance. It is important to tell us whether anyone applying is covered or could be covered by someone else's health insurance. For some applicants, we can deduct the amount that you pay for health insurance from the amount we count as your income. Or we may be able to pay the cost of your health insurance premium if we determine it is cost effective. We may be able to help pay for health insurance premiums if you have or can get insurance through your job. We will need to gather more information about the insurance and will mail an insurance questionnaire to you. Section E, housing expenses. Write in your monthly cost of housing. This includes your rent, monthly mortgage payment or other housing payment. If you have a mortgage payment, include property taxes in the mortgage amount you tell us. If you share your housing expenses or your rent is subsidized, please only tell us how much you pay toward your rent or mortgage. If you pay for your water, tell us how much you pay and how often. Section F. Blind, disabled, chronically ill or nursing home care. These questions help us determine which program is best for each applicant, and what services may be needed. A person with a disability, serious illness or high medical bills may be able to get more health services. You may have a disability if your daily activities are limited because of an illness or condition that has lasted or is expected to last for at least 12 months. If you are blind, disabled, chronically ill or need nursing home care, you will need to complete Supplement A if neither you nor anyone applying is blind, disabled, chronically ill or in a nursing home. Go to Section G. Section G, Additional Health Questions. If you have paid or unpaid medical bills from the past 3 months, Medicaid may be able to pay for these costs. Let us know who these bills are for and in which months the bills were incurred. Include copies of the medical bills with this application. Note. This 3-month period begins when the local Department of Social Services receives your application or when you meet with an assister to apply. You will need to tell us what your income was for any past months in which you have medical bills so that we can see if you are eligible during that time. We also ask about where you lived in the past 3 months, because this may affect our ability to pay for past bills. We ask about any pending lawsuits or health issues caused by someone else so we know if someone else should pay for any portion of your medical care costs. If you are turning 65 within the next 3 months or you are 65 years of age or older, you may be entitled to additional medical benefits through the Medicare program. You are required to apply for Medicare as a condition of eligibility for Medicaid. Medicare is a federal health insurance program for people who are 65 or older and for certain people with disabilities regardless of income. When a person has both Medicare and Medicaid, Medicare pays first and Medicaid pays second. You are required to apply for Medicare if: Begin list. Bullet. You have chronic renal failure, end-stage renal disease / ESRD, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. Or: Bullet. You are turning 65 in the next 3 months or are already age 65 or older and your income is at or below 120% of the federal poverty level, based on the family size for a single individual or married couple, or is at the Medicaid standard. If so, then the Medicaid program can pay your premium or reimburse your Medicare premiums. If the Medicaid program can pay or reimburse your premiums, you will be required to apply for Medicare as a condition of Medicaid eligibility. Only citizens and lawful permanent residents who have lived in the U.S. continuously for 5 years must apply for Medicare. Many immigrants and non-citizens are not required to apply for Medicare. End list. Section H. Parent or spouse not living in the family or deceased. Begin list. Bullet. If any applicants have an absent spouse or parent, you must complete this section so we can see if medical support is available to you or your child. Bullet. If you are pregnant, you do not have to answer these questions until 60 days after the birth of your child. All other people who are applying and are age 21 or over must be willing to provide information about a parent of an applying minor or a spouse living outside the home to be eligible for health insurance, unless there is good cause. An example of good cause is fear of physical or emotional harm to you or a family member. Question 2 refers to the parent of any applying child under age 21. Question 3 refers to the spouse of anyone applying. Bullet. If the applying parent is not willing to provide this information, the applying child may still be eligible for Medicaid. End list. Section I. Health plan selection. What is a health plan? If you are found eligible for Medicaid, you may be required to get your health care coverage through a managed care health plan. A managed care health plan will provide your care by working with a network of doctors, clinics, hospitals and pharmacies to provide its members with high-quality health care. When you join a plan, you choose one doctor, primary care provider or PCP, from that plan to take care of your regular health and medical needs. If you want to keep the doctor you have, you need to pick a plan that works with your doctor. Managed care health plans focus on preventive care so that small problems do not become big ones. If you need a specialist, your PCP can refer you to one in your plan's network. Who must choose a health plan? Most people who are eligible for Medicaid must choose a health plan to get most of their Medicaid benefits. Keep reading to find out how to get more information on this. How do I know what health plan to choose and if I can enroll for Medicaid? If you want to find out more about how managed care plans work, if you have to join, and how to choose a plan, call Medicaid Choice at 1-800-505-5678, or call or visit your local Department of Social Services. Ask for a managed care education packet. Information about health plans is also on the NYS Department of Health website at www.health.ny.gov. You can also enroll by phone, by calling 1-800-505-5678. Note: If you or a family member are found eligible for Medicaid, and are an American Indian/Alaska Native, you are not required to join the health plan. You will still be enrolled in the health plan you choose. unless you check the box on the application that says you don't want to be enrolled, or tell us you do not want to be enrolled by calling or writing to your local Department of Social Services. Section J, Signature. Please read the paragraph in this section carefully and read the terms, rights and responsibilities section. You must then sign and date the application. Remember to send the application to the local Department of Social Services in the county in which you reside. Documents needed when you apply for health insurance. Applicant name. Blank line. Application date. Blank line. Asterisk. Your enrollment cannot be completed until all necessary items are received. If you need help getting any of these items, let us know. You do not need to show us all of these documents. We only need documents that apply to you or others who are applying. If we are unable to verify your U.S. citizenship and identity electronically through federal databases, we will need to see documentation of U.S. citizenship and identity. Please do not mail original U.S. citizenship or identity documents. Copies of other documents needed to determine eligibility can be mailed with your application or dropped off at your local Department of Social Services. Please contact your local Department of Social Services or call 1-800-698-4543 to find out where you can bring documents. You need to provide proof of identity, U.S. citizenship and/or immigration status and date of birth. You can provide one of the following documents to prove both U.S. citizenship, identity and your date of birth. Begin list. Blank checkbox. U.S. passport/card. Blank checkbox. Certificate of naturalization, DHS forms N-550 or N-570. Blank checkbox. Certificate of U.S. citizenship, DHS forms N-560 or N-561. Blank checkbox. NYS Enhanced Driver's License, EDL. Blank checkbox. Native American tribal document issued by a federally recognized tribe. End list. When none of the above documents are available, one document from the U.S. citizenship list and one from the identity list may be used to prove your citizenship and/or identity. This list is not all-inclusive. If you do not have one of these documents, please refer to the How to Get Help section of the instructions. Documents with asterisk next to it also show date of birth. U.S. citizenship. Provide one. Begin list. Blank checkbox. U.S. birth certificate. Asterisk. Blank checkbox. Certification of birth issued by Department of State, forms FS-545 or DS-1350, asterisk. Blank checkbox. Report of birth abroad, FS-240. Blank checkbox. U.S. National ID card, form I-197 or I-179. Blank checkbox. Religious/school records. Asterisk. Blank checkbox. Military record of service showing U.S. place of birth. Blank checkbox. Final adoption decree. Blank checkbox. Evidence of qualifying for U.S. citizenship under the Child Citizenship Act of 2000. And identity. Provide one. Blank checkbox. State driver's license or ID card with photo. Asterisk. Blank checkbox. ID card issued by a federal, state, or local government agency. Blank checkbox. U.S. military card or draft record or U.S. Coast Guard Merchant Mariner card. Blank checkbox. School ID card with a photo, may also show date of birth. Blank checkbox. Certificate of degree of Indian blood or other American Indian/Alaska Native tribal document with photo. Blank checkbox. Verified school, nursery or daycare records, for children under the 18th of, may also show date of birth. Blank checkbox. Clinic, doctor or hospital records, for children under 18, asterisk. End list. If you do not have one of the documents that show your date of birth, you must also submit one of the following items. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Marriage certificate. Blank checkbox. NYS benefit identification card. End list. Asterisk means, please return all necessary documents by blank line, or application may be denied. Documents needed when you apply for health insurance. If you are not a U.S. citizen, the list below contains some of the most common United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, forms used to show your immigration status. This list is not all-inclusive. If you do not have one of these documents, please refer to the How to Get Help section of the instructions. We need to see one of the following documents to prove immigration status, identity and your date of birth. You must prove all three documents with asterisk next to it also show date of birth. Immigration status slash identity. Begin list. Blank checkbox. I-551 permanent resident card green card, asterisk. Blank checkbox. I-688B or I-766 employment authorization card, asterisk. End list. Immigration status, but require an additional identity document. Begin list. Blank checkbox. I-94 arrival slash departure record, asterisk. Blank checkbox. USCIS form I-797 notice of action. End list. DOB slash identity, but require an additional immigration status document. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Visa. Blank checkbox. U.S. passport. End list. Home address. This address must match the home address that you write in section of the application. The proof must be dated within 6 months of when you signed the application. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Lease slash letter slash rent receipt with your home address from landlord. Blank checkbox. Utility bill, gas, electric, phone, cable, fuel or water. Blank checkbox. Property tax records or mortgage statement. Blank checkbox. Driver's license, if issued in the past 6 months. Blank checkbox. Government ID card with address. Blank checkbox. Postmarked envelope or postcard, cannot use if sent to a P.O. box. End list. Proof of current income, or income you might get in the future such as unemployment benefits or a lawsuit. You must provide a letter, written statement, or copy of check or stubs from the employer, person or agency providing the income. You do not need to show us all of these documents, only the ones that apply to you and the people living with you. One proof for each type of income you have is required. Provide the most recent proof of income before taxes and any other deductions. The proof must be dated, include the employee's name and show gross income for the pay period. The proof must be for the last 4 weeks, whether you get paid weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. It is important that these be current. Wages and salary. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Paycheck stubs. Blank checkbox. Letter from employer on company letterhead, signed and dated. Blank checkbox. Business slash payroll records. End list. Self-employment. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Current signed and dated income tax return and all schedules. Blank checkbox. Records of earnings and expenses slash business records. End list. Unemployment benefits. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Award letter slash certificate. Blank checkbox. Monthly benefit statement from NYS Department of Labor. Blank checkbox. Printout of recipient's account information from the NYS Department of Labor's website, www.labor.ny.gov. Blank checkbox. Copy of direct payment card with printout. Blank checkbox. Correspondence from the NYS Department of Labor. End list. Private pensions slash annuities. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Statement from pension slash annuity. End list. Social Security. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Award letter slash certificate. Blank checkbox. Annual benefit statement. Blank checkbox. Correspondence from Social Security Administration. End list. Workers' compensation. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Award letter. Blank checkbox. Check stub. End list. Child support slash alimony. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Letter from person providing support. Blank checkbox. Letter from court. Blank checkbox. Child support slash alimony check stub. Blank checkbox. Copy of New York Epicard with print. Blank checkbox. Copy of child support account information from www.childsupport.ny.gov. Blank checkbox. Copy of bank statement showing direct deposit. End list. Veterans benefits. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Award letter. Blank checkbox. Benefit check stub. Blank checkbox. Correspondence from Veterans Affairs. End list. Military pay. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Award letter. Blank checkbox. Check stub. End list. Income from rent or room slash board. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Letter from roomer, boarder, tenant. Blank checkbox. Check stub. End list. Interest slash dividend slash royalties. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Recent statement from bank, credit union or financial institution. Blank checkbox. Letter from broker. Blank checkbox. Letter from agent. Blank checkbox. 1099 or tax return, if no other documentation is available. End list. Documents needed when you apply for health insurance. If you pay to have care for your children or an adult in your family while you work, provide one of the following. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Written statement from daycare center or other child/adult care provider. Blank checkbox. Cancelled checks or receipts that show your payments. End list. If you or your spouse are required to pay court-ordered support, you must provide the following. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Court order. End list. Proof of health insurance. Provide all that apply. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Proof of current insurance, insurance policy, certificate of insurance or insurance card. Blank checkbox. Health insurance termination letter. Blank checkbox. Medicare card, red, white and blue card. Blank checkbox. Confirmation of Medicare application. Blank checkbox. Medicare award or denial letter. End list. If you have medical bills in the last 3 months, provide all the following, if applicable. For determination of eligibility for medical expenses from the past 3 months. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Proof of income for the month or months in which the expense was incurred. Blank checkbox. Proof of residency slash home address for the month or months in which the expense was incurred, if different from the address listed in section of this application. Blank checkbox. Medical bills for last 3 months, whether or not you paid them. End list. Resources, only if you are age 65 or older, certified blind or disabled and have no children under age 21 living with you. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Bank account statements. Checking, savings, retirement, IRA and KEOG. Blank checkbox. Stocks, bonds, certificates statements. Blank checkbox. Copy of life insurance policy. Blank checkbox. Copy of burial trust or fund burial plot deed or funeral agreement. Blank checkbox. Deed for real estate other than residence. End list. Proof of student status for college students if employed. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Copy of schedule. Blank checkbox. Statement from college or university. Blank checkbox. Other correspondence from college showing student status. End list. Access New York Healthcare Medicaid. Print clearly in blue or black ink. An incomplete application cannot be processed and will result in a delay of a decision on your application. Section 8. Applicants information. Please tell us who you are and how to contact you. Begin list. Legal first name. Blank line. Middle initial. Blank line. Legal last name. Blank line. Primary phone number. Blank line. Blank checkbox. Home. Blank checkbox. Cell. Blank checkbox. Work. Blank checkbox. Other. Another phone number. Blank line. Blank checkbox. Home. Blank checkbox. Cell. Blank checkbox. Work. Blank checkbox. Other. What language do you speak? Blank line. Read. Blank line. Home address of the persons applying for health insurance. Send proof. Blank checkbox. Check here if homeless. Street. Blank line. Apartment number. Blank line. City. Blank line. State. Blank line. Zip code. Blank line. County. Blank line. Mailing address of the persons applying for health insurance if different from above. Street. Blank line. Apartment number. Blank line. City. Blank line. State. Blank line. Zip code. Blank line. Optional. If there is another person you would like to receive your Medicaid notices, please provide this person's contact information. I want this contact person to check all that apply. Blank checkbox. Apply foreign/or renew Medicaid for me. Blank checkbox. Discuss my Medicaid application or case, if needed. Blank checkbox. Get notices and correspondence. Name. Blank line. State. Blank line. Street. Blank line. Apartment number. Blank line. Zip code. Blank line. City. Blank line. Phone number. Blank line. Blank checkbox. Home. Blank checkbox. Cell. Blank checkbox. Work. Blank checkbox. Other. Important notice. Options available to applicants who may be blind or visually impaired. If you are blind or visually impaired and require information in an alternative format, check the type of mail you want to receive from us. Please return this form with your application. Blank checkbox. Standard notice and large print notice. Blank checkbox. Standard notice and data CD notice. Standard notice and audio CD notice. Blank checkbox. Standard notice and braille notice. If you assert that none of the other alternative formats will be equally effective for you. Blank checkbox. If you require another accommodation, please contact your social services district. End list. Applications for benefits administered by the New York State Medicaid Program, including the Medicare Savings Program and the Family Planning Benefit Program, are available in large print and data formats. Audio and braille versions of the applications are available for informational purposes only. Section B, Family Information. If you live in the family, start with yourself. If you do not, start with any adults who live in the family. List the full legal names of the persons applying for or already receiving Medicaid and list the ID number from their benefit card or health plan ID card. You must provide information for family members including parents, step-parents, and spouses. You may provide information for other family members, for example, a dependent child under the age of 21. Listing other family members may allow us to give you a higher eligibility level. Applicants who are pregnant or underage the 19th of May be eligible for insurance regardless of immigration status. New York State ensures your right to access state benefits and/or services regardless of your sex, gender identity, or expression. If you would like to provide us with how you or your household members currently identify, please also select gender identity. Begin list. 1. Blank line. Legal first, middle, last name. Blank line. This person's birth name before they were married. Blank line. City. Blank line. State of birth. Blank line. Country of birth. Date of birth. Send proof. Asterisk. Sex. Blank line. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Double asterisk. Gender identity, optional. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Blank checkbox. Non-binary/non-conforming. Blank checkbox. X. Blank checkbox. Transgender. Blank checkbox. Different identity. Describe your identity, optional. Blank line. Is this person applying for health insurance? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. Is this person pregnant? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the due date? Blank line. Is this person the parent of an applying child? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the relationship to the person in box 1? Self. If this person has or had public health coverage in the past, check the box that applies. Blank checkbox. Child Health Plus. Blank checkbox. Medicaid. Blank checkbox. Family Health Plus. ID number from benefit card / plan card, if known. Blank line. Social Security number. If you have one, blank line. Please mark one box that indicates your current citizenship or immigration status. Send proof. Blank checkbox. U.S. citizen. Blank checkbox. Immigrant / non-citizen. Enter the date you received your immigration status. Month / day / year. Blank checkbox. Non-immigrant, visa holder. Blank checkbox. None of the above. Footnote, race / ethnic group. Blank line. Double footnote, received a service from the IHS, or other Indian health program. Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. 2. Blank line. Legal first, middle, last name. Blank line. This person's birth name before they were married. Blank line. City. Blank line. State of birth. Blank line. Country of birth. Date of birth. Send proof. Asterisk. Sex. Blank line. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Double asterisk. Gender identity, optional. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Blank checkbox. Non-binary / non-conforming. Blank checkbox. X. Blank checkbox. Transgender. Blank checkbox. Different identity. Describe your identity, optional. Blank line. Is this person applying for health insurance? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. Is this person pregnant? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the due date? Blank line. Is this person the parent of an applying child? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the relationship to the person in box 1? Blank line. If this person has or had public health coverage in the past, check the box that applies. Blank checkbox. Child Health Plus. Blank checkbox. Medicaid. Blank checkbox. Family Health Plus. ID number from benefit card / plan card, if known. Blank line. Social Security number. If you have one, blank line. Please mark one box that indicates your current citizenship or immigration status. Send proof. Blank checkbox. U.S. citizen. Blank checkbox. Immigrant / non-citizen. Enter the date you received your immigration status. Month / day / year. Blank checkbox. Non-immigrant, visa holder. Blank checkbox. None of the above. Footnote, race / ethnic group. Blank line. Double footnote, received a service from the IHS, or other Indian health program. Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. Send proof. Refer to the documents needed when you apply for health insurance, on pages 4-6, for a list of documents that prove identity, citizenship or immigration status. Asterisk. Sex. The sex you report here must be the same as what is currently on file with the Social Security Administration. The sex you report here is for our computer system's use only and will not appear on your benefit card or any other public-facing document. This is needed to process your application. If you identify differently, you can add that information in the gender identity field provided. Double asterisk, gender identity. Gender identity is how you perceive yourself and what you call yourself. Your gender identity can be the same as or different from your sex assigned at birth. Footnote, race / ethnic group codes, optional. A, Asian, B, Black or African American, I, American Indian or Alaska Native, P, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander, W, White, U, unknown. Please also tell us if you are Hispanic or Latino, H. Double footnote. Have you ever received a service from the Indian Health Service, IHS, a tribal health program, an urban Indian health program, or through a referral from IHS or one of these programs. Section B, Family Information. Continued from previous page. 3. Blank line. Legal first, middle, last name. Blank line. This person's birth name before they were married. Blank line. City. Blank line. State of birth. Blank line. Country of birth. Date of birth. Send proof. Asterisk. Sex. Blank line. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Double asterisk. Gender identity, optional. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Blank checkbox. Non-binary / non-conforming. Blank checkbox. X. Blank checkbox. Transgender. Blank checkbox. Different identity. Describe your identity, optional. Blank line. Is this person applying for health insurance? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. Is this person pregnant? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the due date? Blank line. Is this person the parent of an applying child? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the relationship to the person in box 1? Blank line. If this person has or had public health coverage in the past, check the box that applies. Blank checkbox. Child Health Plus. Blank checkbox. Medicaid. Blank checkbox. Family Health Plus. ID number from benefit card / plan card, if known. Blank line. Social Security number. If you have one, blank line. Please mark one box that indicates your current citizenship or immigration status. Send proof. Blank checkbox. U.S. citizen. Blank checkbox. Immigrant / non-citizen. Enter the date you received your immigration status. Month / day / year. Blank checkbox. Non-immigrant, visa holder. Blank checkbox. None of the above. Footnote, race / ethnic group. Blank line. Double footnote, received a service from the IHS, or other Indian health program. Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. 4. Blank line. Legal first, middle, last name. Blank line. This person's birth name before they were married. Blank line. City. Blank line. State of birth. Blank line. Country of birth. Date of birth. Send proof. Asterisk. Sex. Blank line. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Double asterisk. Gender identity, optional. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Blank checkbox. Non-binary / non-conforming. Blank checkbox. X. Blank checkbox. Transgender. Blank checkbox. Different identity. Describe your identity, optional. Blank line. Is this person applying for health insurance? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. Is this person pregnant? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the due date? Blank line. Is this person the parent of an applying child? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the relationship to the person in box 1? Blank line. If this person has or had public health coverage in the past, check the box that applies. Blank checkbox. Child Health Plus. Blank checkbox. Medicaid. Blank checkbox. Family Health Plus. ID number from benefit card / plan card, if known. Blank line. Social Security number. If you have one, blank line. Please mark one box that indicates your current citizenship or immigration status. Send proof. Blank checkbox. U.S. citizen. Blank checkbox. Immigrant / non-citizen. Enter the date you received your immigration status. Month / day / year. Blank checkbox. Non-immigrant, visa holder. Blank checkbox. None of the above. Footnote, race / ethnic group. Blank line. Double footnote, received a service from the IHS, or other Indian health program. Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. 5. Blank line. Legal first, middle, last name. Blank line. This person's birth name before they were married. Blank line. City. Blank line. State of birth. Blank line. Country of birth. Date of birth. Send proof. Asterisk. Sex. Blank line. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Double asterisk. Gender identity, optional. Blank checkbox. Male. Blank checkbox. Female. Blank checkbox. Non-binary / non-conforming. Blank checkbox. X. Blank checkbox. Transgender. Blank checkbox. Different identity. Describe your identity, optional. Blank line. Is this person applying for health insurance? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. Is this person pregnant? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the due date? Blank line. Is this person the parent of an applying child? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. What is the relationship to the person in box 1? Blank line. If this person has or had public health coverage in the past, check the box that applies. Blank checkbox. Child Health Plus. Blank checkbox. Medicaid. Blank checkbox. Family Health Plus. ID number from benefit card / plan card, if known. Blank line. Social Security number. If you have one, blank line. Please mark one box that indicates your current citizenship or immigration status. Send proof. Blank checkbox. U.S. citizen. Blank checkbox. Immigrant / non-citizen. Enter the date you received your immigration status. Month / day / year. Blank checkbox. Non-immigrant, visa holder. Blank checkbox. None of the above. Footnote, race / ethnic group. Blank line. Double footnote, received a service from the IHS, or other Indian health program. Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. Is anyone in your household a veteran? Blank checkbox. Yes. Blank checkbox. No. If yes, name. Blank line. End list. Send proof. Refer to the documents needed when you apply for health insurance, on pages 4-6, for a list of documents that prove identity, citizenship or immigration status. Asterisk. Sex. The sex you report here must be the same as what is currently on file with the Social Security Administration. The sex you report here is for our computer system's use only and will not appear on your benefit card or any other public-facing document. This is needed to process your application. If you identify differently, you can add that information in the gender identity field provided. Double asterisk, gender identity. Gender identity is how you perceive yourself and what you call yourself. Your gender identity can be the same as or different from your sex assigned at birth. Footnote, race / ethnic group codes, optional, A, Asian, B, Black or African American, I, American Indian or Alaska Native, P, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander, W, White, U, unknown. Please also tell us if you are Hispanic or Latino, H. Double footnote. Have you ever received a service from the Indian Health Service, IHS, a tribal health program, an urban Indian health program or through a referral from IHS or one of these programs? Section C. Family income. Write the types of money and the amount received by everyone listed in Section B and send proof. Begin list. Earnings from work. Includes wages, salaries, commissions, tips, overtime, self-employment. If you are self-employed, check here. Blank checkbox. If no earnings from work, check here. Blank checkbox. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income / employer name. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash employer name. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash employer name. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Unearned income. Includes social security benefits, disability payments, unemployment payments, interest and dividends, veterans benefits, workers' compensation, child support payments slash alimony, rental income, pension, annuities and trust income. If no unearned income, check here. Blank checkbox. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash source. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash source. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash source. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Contributions. Money from relations or friends, roomers or boarders, include money that anyone gives you each month to help meet living expenses. If no contributions, check here. Blank checkbox. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash source. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash source. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash source. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Other. Temporary, cash, assistance, supplemental security income, SSI, payments, student grants, or loans. If none, check here. Blank checkbox. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash source. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash source. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. Name of person. Blank line. Type of income slash source. Blank line. How much? Before taxes. Blank line. How often? Weekly, monthly. Blank line. End list. If you or any applying adult in Section B does not have income, tell us who. Begin LSIT. 1. If there is no income listed above, please explain how you are living. For example, living with friend or relative. Blank line. 2. Have you or anyone who's applying changed jobs or stopped working in the last 3 months? Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. If yes, your last job was. Date, blank line, name of employer. Blank line. 3. Are you or anyone who's applying a student in a vocational, undergraduate, or graduate program? Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. If yes, blank checkbox. Full-time, blank checkbox. Part-time, blank checkbox. Undergraduate, blank checkbox. Graduate, name of student, blank line. 4. Do you have to pay for child care, or for the care of a disabled adult, in order to work or go to school? Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. Child slash adult's name. Blank line. How much? Money symbol. Blank line. How often? Weekly, every 2 weeks, monthly. Blank line. Child slash adult's name. Blank line. How much? Money symbol. Blank line. How often? Weekly, every 2 weeks, monthly, blank line. Child slash adult's name, blank line. How much? Money symbol, blank line. How often? Weekly, every 2 weeks, monthly, blank line. 5. If you are not eligible for Medicaid coverage, you may still be eligible for the Family Planning Benefit Program. Are you interested in receiving coverage for family planning services only? Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. 6. Are you or your spouse slash other parent required to pay court-ordered support? Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. Who? Blank line. How much? Money symbol. Blank line. End list. Section D. Health insurance. You and your family may still be eligible even if you have other health insurance. 1. Does anyone who's applying have Medicare? Send proof. Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. If yes, include a copy of your card, red, white and blue card, for each Medicare beneficiary. Complete the rest of this application and complete Supplement A. If no, and you have chronic renal failure, end-stage renal disease slash ESRD, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, or you are 65 years of age or older, or turning age 65 within 3 months, and do not have Medicare, you must apply for Medicare and show proof of application. Some people are required to apply for Medicare as a condition of eligibility for Medicaid. Please reference pages 2 and 3, Section G, for additional information regarding eligibility requirements. Note: if you are applying for the Medicare Savings Program, MSP, only, go to Section G. You do not need to complete Supplement A. 2. Does anyone who's applying already have other commercial health insurance, including long-term care insurance? Send proof. Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. If yes, you must send a copy of the front and back of the insurance card with this application. Name of insured, primary. Blank line. Persons covered. Blank line. Cost of policy. Blank line. End date of coverage. If ending soon. Blank line, month. Blank line, day. Blank line, year. 3. Does your current job offer health insurance? We may be able to help pay for it. Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. If yes, a request for information employer-sponsored health insurance form will be sent to you. End list. Section E, housing expenses. Begin list. 1. Monthly housing payments such as rent or mortgage, including property taxes, just your share. Money symbol, blank line. 2. If you pay for water separately, how much do you pay? Money symbol, blank line, send proof. How often do you pay? Blank checkbox. Every month. Blank checkbox. 2 times a year. Blank checkbox. Quarterly, 4 times a year. Blank checkbox. Once a year. 3. Do you receive free housing as part of your pay? Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. End list. Section F. Blind, disabled, chronically ill or nursing home care. These questions help us determine which program is best for the applicants. If no one is blind, disabled, chronically ill or in a nursing home, stop. Please go to Section G. 1. Are you, or anyone who lives with you and is applying, in a residential treatment facility or receiving nursing home care in a hospital, nursing home or other medical institution? Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. If yes, finish completing this application and complete Supplement A. 2. Are you or anyone who lives with you blind, disabled or chronically ill? Blank checkbox. No, blank checkbox. Yes. If yes, finish completing this application and complete Supplement A. End list. Note: if you are applying for the Medicare Savings Program only, MSP, go to Section G. You do not need to complete Supplement A. Section G, additional health questions. Begin list. 1. Does anyone applying have paid or unpaid medical or prescription bills for this month or the 3 months before this month? Medicaid may be able to pay these bills or reimburse you. Blank checkbox. No. Blank checkbox. Yes if yes. Name. Blank line. In which month or months of the previous 3 months do you have medical bills? Blank line. Send proof of income for any month in the 3 month period for which you have bills. If you have paid medical bills for which you are seeking reimbursement, you must send copies and proof of payment. 2. Do you, or anyone applying, have any unpaid medical or prescription bills older than the previous 3 months? Blank checkbox. No. Blank checkbox. Yes. 3. Have you, or anyone who lives with you and is applying, moved into this county from another state or New York State county within the past 3 months? Blank checkbox. No. Blank checkbox. Yes if yes. Who? Blank line. Which state? Blank line. Which county? Blank line. 4. Does anyone who's applying have a pending lawsuit due to an injury? Blank checkbox. No. Blank checkbox. Yes. If yes, who? Blank line. 5. Does anyone applying have a workers' compensation case or an injury, illness, or disability that was caused by someone else that could be covered by insurance? Blank checkbox. No. Blank checkbox. Yes if yes, who? Blank line. End list. Section H. Parent or spouse not living in the family or deceased. Pregnant applicants and families who are applying only for their children are not required to fill out this section. All other people who are applying and are age 21 or over must be willing to provide information about a parent of an applying minor or a spouse living outside the home to be eligible for health insurance, unless there is good cause. Children may still be eligible even if a parent is not willing to provide this information. If you fear physical or emotional harm as a result of providing information about a parent or spouse not living in the home, you may be excused from providing this information. This is called good cause. You may be asked to show that you have a good reason for your fears. Begin list. 1. Is the spouse or parent of anyone applying deceased? If spouse or parent is deceased, go to question 3. Blank checkbox. No. Blank checkbox. Yes. If yes, name of applicant with deceased parent or spouse. Blank line. 2. Does a parent of any applying child live outside the home? If no, skip to question 3. Blank checkbox. No. Blank checkbox. Yes. If you fear physical or emotional harm if you provide information about a parent who does not live in the home, check this box. Blank checkbox. Child's name. Blank line. Name of parent living outside the home. Blank line. Date of birth, if known. Blank line. Current of last known address. Blank line. Street. Blank line. City/state. Blank line. SSN, if known : blank line. Child's name. Blank line. Name of parent living outside the home. Blank line. Date of birth, if known. Blank line. Current of last known address. Blank line. Street. Blank line. City/state. Blank line. SSN, if known : blank line. 3. Is anyone applying still married to someone who lives outside the home? Blank checkbox. No. Blank checkbox. Yes if yes, name of person applying who is still married. Blank line. If you fear physical or emotional harm if you provide information about a spouse who does not live in the home, check this box. Blank checkbox. Legal name of spouse living outside of the home. Blank line. Current or last known address. Blank line. Street. Blank line. City/state. Blank line. Date of birth, if known. Blank line. SSN, if known. Blank line. End list. Section I. Health plan selection. These questions help us determine which program is best for the applicants. If you are in receipt of Medicare, skip this section. Important. Most people with Medicaid must choose a health plan. If you don't choose a health plan, you may be automatically enrolled in one unless it is determined you are exempt. If you need information about what plans are available in your county, what plans your doctor is in, and if you have to join, please call New York Medicaid Choice at 1-800-505-5678. You can also call or visit your local Department of Social Services. If you already know what plan you want, use this section for your plan choice. Note: if you or family members are found eligible for Medicaid, you will be enrolled in the health plan you choose. If you are an American Indian/Alaska Native, you are not required to join the health plan. You can tell us you do not want to be in a health plan by calling or writing to your local Department of Social Services or by checking this box. Blank checkbox. Begin list. Legal last name. Blank line. Legal first name. Blank line. Date of birth. Blank line. Social Security number. Blank line. Name of health plan you are enrolling in. Blank line. Preferred doctor or health center, optional. Checkbox if your current provider. Blank line, blank checkbox. OB/GYN, optional. Blank line. Legal last name. Blank line. Legal first name. Blank line. Date of birth. Blank line. Social Security number. Blank line. Name of health plan you are enrolling in. Blank line. Preferred doctor or health center, optional. Checkbox if your current provider. Blank line, blank checkbox. OB/GYN, optional. Blank line. Legal last name. Blank line. Legal first name. Blank line. Date of birth. Blank line. Social Security number. Blank line. Name of health plan you are enrolling in. Blank line. Preferred doctor or health center, optional. Checkbox if your current provider. Blank line, blank checkbox. OB/GYN, optional. Blank line. Legal last name. Blank line. Legal first name. Blank line. Date of birth. Blank line. Social Security number. Blank line. Name of health plan you are enrolling in. Blank line. Preferred doctor or health center, optional. Checkbox if your current provider. Blank line, blank checkbox. OB/GYN, optional. Blank line. Legal last name. Blank line. Legal first name. Blank line. Date of birth. Blank line. Social Security number. Blank line. Name of health plan you are enrolling in. Blank line. Preferred doctor or health center, optional. Checkbox if your current provider. Blank line, blank checkbox. OB/GYN, optional. Blank line. Legal last name. Blank line. Legal first name. Blank line. Date of birth. Blank line. Social Security number. Blank line. Name of health plan you are enrolling in. Blank line. Preferred doctor or health center, optional. Checkbox if your current provider. Blank line, blank checkbox. OB/GYN, optional. Blank line. End list. Section J, signature. I agree to have the information on this application and on the annual renewal shared only among Medicaid, the health plans indicated in Section I, the local Department of Social Services, and the organization providing the application assistance. I also consent to sharing this information with any school-based health center that provides services to the applicant or applicants. I understand this information is being shared for the purpose of determining the eligibility of those individuals applying for Medicaid, or to evaluate the success of these programs. Each applying adult must sign this application in the space below. I have read and understand the terms, rights and responsibilities included in this application booklet on the next page. I certify under penalty of perjury that everything on this application is the truth as best I know. Blank line. Date. Blank line. Signature of adult applicant or authorized representative for the applicant. Blank line. Date. Blank line. Signature of adult applicant or authorized representative for the applicant. Healthcare proxy. The New York healthcare proxy law allows you to choose someone you trust to make healthcare decisions for you if you can't make them for yourself. This person is called a healthcare agent. You can learn more about the New York State healthcare proxy law and get the form for a healthcare agent, proxy form, on the New York State Department of Health website at www.health.ny.gov/professionals/patient/health_care_proxy. To get a copy of the form mailed to you, call the New York State Medicaid helpline at 1-800-541-2831. Terms, rights and responsibilities. By completing and signing this application, I am applying for Medicaid. I understand that this application and other supporting information will be sent to the program or programs for which I want to apply. I agree to the release of personal and financial information from this application and any other information needed to determine eligibility for these programs. I understand that I may be asked for more information. I agree to immediately report any changes to the information on this application. Begin list. Bullet. I understand that I must provide the information needed to prove my eligibility for each program. If I have been unable to get the information for Medicaid, I will tell the local Department of Social Services. The local Department of Social Services may be able to help in getting the information. Bullet. If I am applying at a place other than a local Department of Social Services, and my children are not found eligible for Medicaid using this application, I can contact the local Department of Social Services to see if my children are eligible for Medicaid on some other basis. Bullet. I understand that workers from the programs for which family members or I have applied may check the information given by me for this application. The agencies that run these programs will keep this information confidential according to 42 U.S.C. 1396.8A7 and 42 CFR 431.300-431.307, and any federal and state laws and regulations. Bullet. I understand that Medicaid will not pay medical expenses that insurance or another person is supposed to pay, and that if I am applying for Medicaid, I am giving to the agency all of my rights to pursue and receive medical support from a spouse or parents of persons under 21 years old, and my right to pursue and receive third-party payments for the entire time I am in receipt of benefits. Bullet. I will file any claims for health or accident insurance benefits or any other resources to which I am entitled. I understand that I have the right to claim good cause not to cooperate in using health insurance if its use could cause harm to my health or safety or to the health and safety of someone I am legally responsible for. Bullet. I understand that my eligibility for Medicaid will not be affected by my race, color, or national origin. I also understand that depending on the requirements of the program, my age, disability or citizenship status may be a factor in whether or not I am eligible. Bullet. I understand that if my child is on Medicaid, they can get comprehensive primary and preventive care, including all necessary treatment through the Child/Teen Health Program. I can get more information on this program from the local Department of Social Services. Bullet. I understand that anyone who knowingly lies or hides the truth in order to receive services under these programs is committing a crime and subject to federal and state penalties and may have to repay the amount of benefits received and pay civil penalties. The New York State Department of Tax and Finance has the right to review income information on this form. End list. Social Security Number. SSNs. Social Security numbers are required for all applicants, unless the person is a non-qualified non-citizen. I understand that this is required by federal law at 42 U.S.C. 1320b-7a, and by Medicaid regulations at 42 CFR 435.910. Social Security numbers are not required for members of my family who are not applying for benefits. If my eligibility depends on the amount of resources owned by my spouse, resources can be verified if my spouse's Social Security number is provided. Social Security numbers are used in many ways, both within local Department of Social Services, DSS, and between the DSS and federal, state, and local agencies, both in New York and other jurisdictions. Some uses of Social Security numbers are to check identity, to identify and verify earned and unearned income, to see if non-custodial parents can get health insurance coverage for their child or children, to see if applicants can get medical support, to see if applicants can get money or other help, and to verify resources for applicants and their non-applying spouse. Social security numbers may also be used for identification of the recipient within and between central governmental Medicaid agencies to ensure proper services are made available to the recipient. For Medicaid applicants only. Begin list. Bullet. Release of educational records. I give permission to the local Department of Social Services in New York State to obtain any information regarding the educational records of my child or children, herein named, necessary for claiming Medicaid reimbursements for health-related educational services, and to provide the appropriate federal government agency access to this information for the sole purpose of audit. Bullet. Early intervention program. If my child is evaluated for or participates in the New York State Early Intervention Program, I give permission to the local Department of Social Services in New York State to share my child's Medicaid eligibility information with my county Early Intervention Program for the purpose of billing Medicaid. Bullet. Reimbursement of medical expenses. I understand that I have a right as part of my Medicaid application, or later, to request reimbursement of expenses I paid for covered medical care, services and supplies received during the 3-month period prior to the month of my application, after the date of my application and ending on the date I receive my Medicaid benefit card, Common Benefit Identification Card, CBIC. I understand that reimbursement of medically necessary covered medical care, services and supplies will only be available if obtained from Medicaid enrolled providers, and that reimbursement is limited to no more than the Medicaid rate or fee in effect at the time of service, even if I paid more. I understand that once I receive my Medicaid, CBIC, benefit card, I must visit only Medicaid enrolled providers or network providers of my Medicaid managed care plan to obtain covered care and services, that my provider must submit a claim to Medicaid or my Medicaid managed care plan to be paid for medically necessary services, and that no reimbursement will be made for expenses I incur after that date and pay for myself. End list. Medicaid managed care. I have read how to find out what Medicaid managed care health plans are available to me in my county. I understand that if I, and any members of my family who are applying, are found eligible for Medicaid and are required to be in a managed care health plan, I and any eligible family members who applied, will be enrolled in the health plan I choose. I have read how to find out the rights and benefits that I will have as a member of a managed care health plan and the benefit limitations of managed care membership. I understand that in Medicaid managed care, I must choose a primary care provider, PCP, and that I will have a choice from at least 3 PCPs in my health plan. I understand that once I enroll in a health plan, I will have to use my PCP and other providers in my health plan except in a few special circumstances. I understand that if a child is born to me while I am a member of a Medicaid managed care health plan, my child will be enrolled in the same health plan that I am in. Release of medical information. I consent to the release of any medical information about me and any members of my family for whom I can give consent. Begin list. Bullet. By my PCP, any other health care provider or the New York State Department of Health, NYSDOH, to my health plan and any health care providers involved in caring for me or my family, as reasonably necessary for my health plan or my providers to carry out treatment, payment, or healthcare operations. This may include pharmacy and other medical claims information needed to help manage my care. Bullet. By my health plan and any health care providers to NYSDOH and other authorized federal, state, and local agencies for purposes of administration of the Medicaid programs. And. Bullet. By my health plan to other persons or organizations, as reasonably necessary for my health plan to carry out treatment, payment, or healthcare operations. End list. I also agree that the information released for treatment, payment and healthcare operations may include HIV, mental health or alcohol and substance abuse information about me and members of my family to the extent permitted by law, until I revoke this consent. If more than one adult in the family is joining a Medicaid health plan, the signature of each adult applying is necessary for consent to release information. Notice of Non-Discrimination Policy. The New York Medicaid program complies with applicable federal civil rights laws and state laws and does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, creed/religion, sex, age, marital slash family status, disability, arrest record, criminal conviction or convictions, gender identity, sexual orientation, predisposing genetic characteristics, military status, domestic violence victim status and slash or retaliation. If you believe that the New York Medicaid program has discriminated against you, you may file a complaint by going to http://www.health.ny.gov/regulations/discrimination_complaints/or by emailing the Diversity Management Office at dmo@health.ny.gov. You may also file a civil rights complaint with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights electronically at https://ocrportal.hhs.gov/ocr/portal/lobby.jsf or by mail or phone at U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 200 Independence Avenue, SW, Room 509F, HHH Building, Washington, D.C. 20201, 800-368-1019, TTY 800-537-7697. Complaint forms are available at https://www.hhs.gov/ocr/complaints/index.html. Accommodations. The New York Medicaid program provides free aid and services to people with disabilities to communicate effectively with us, such as Begin List, Bullet, TTY through New York Relay Service, Bullet. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired and need notices or other written materials in an alternative format, large print, audio, or data CD, or Braille, and you reside in a county outside of New York City, please call your local Department of Social Services. If you reside in the five boroughs of New York City, please call the Human Resources Administration's Office of Constituent Services at 212-331-4640. Or tell us in section of this application. End list. The New York Medicaid program also provides free language assistance services to people whose primary language is not English, such as Begin List, Bullet, Qualified Interpreters, Bullet, Written Information in Other Languages, End list. If you need these services or for more information on reasonable accommodations, and you reside in a county outside of New York City, please call your local Department of Social Services. If you reside in the five boroughs of New York City, please call the Human Resources Administration's Office of Constituent Services at 212-331-4640. For office use only. To be completed by the person assisting with the application. Signature of person who obtained eligibility information. Blank line. Employed by. Check 1. Begin list. Blank checkbox. Health plan. Blank checkbox. Local Department of Social Services. Blank checkbox. Provider agency. Blank checkbox. Qualified entities. Employer name. Blank line. End list. To be used by the local social services district. Begin list. Eligibility determined by. Blank line. Date. Blank line. Eligibility approved by. Blank line. Date. Blank line. Center office. Blank line. Application date. Blank line. Unit ID. Blank line. Worker ID. Blank line. Case name. Blank line. District. Blank line. Case type. Blank line. Case number. Blank line. Effective date. Blank line. Ma disposition reason code. Blank checkbox. Denial code. Blank checkbox. Withdrawal code. Proxy. Blank checkbox. No. Blank checkbox. Yes. Registry number. Blank line. VER. Blank line. End list. DOH-4220-8/21. End audio file.